But what do you think the key was in the second half?
Yeah, I just think, you know, it was a grinded out game, and I thought, you know, we really tried to put a lot of effort, you know, defensively on staying in front, not letting them get anything going to the basket. You know, we didn't want Simon, you know, obviously he's been shooting the ball so well. We didn't want him to get any open looks. And then Kyle Jones, you know, had hurt us so badly, so we really prepared for him on those ball screens and picking and popping. Again, we didn't want him to get anything going. For a while there, you know, we were fouling and putting him on the free throw line, but we were able to get enough stops, and then we made guys want to see you guys. Be safe.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you. I made enough baskets. You know, it wasn't for us or for them. It wasn't a pretty offensive game, but you know, we got a couple buckets from Paulus. You know, Trey hit a couple, and we got enough separation that, you know, we were just kind of, you know, as long as we continue playing good at the defensive end, you know, we kept it a pretty comfortable margin, and then we did a much better job down the stretch of making our free throws than we did in the first half. And you know, and we didn't get many chances, you know, at the free throw line. So the ones that we got, you know, we needed to take advantage of.
What are your thoughts about playing Holy Cross?
It's going to be a difficult task. You know, I think that our guys understand that, you know, we're not going up there to be sacrificial lambs, but we've got our work cut out for us. They're a very, very good basketball team. You know, they grind it out. You know, the things I think that separate them from others is that defensively, am I talking too fast?
Yeah, you're fine. I'm just trying.
Defensively, whether it's in their zone or whether it's in their man-to-man, they've got guys that make plays. I mean, they I don't know the numbers, but they by far are the best in our league at creating turnovers and turning them into points. We've got to limit that. We've got to be able to grind it out. It is going to be physical. And you know, down the stretch, you know, we're going to have, you know, somebody or somebodies, you know, step up and make plays. You know, because it tends to be that kind of game. And, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us. We'll, you know, get to the drawing board tomorrow and, you know, watch a lot of film. We won't beat up on one another a whole lot. Friday, the plan is that we're gonna, you know, we're gonna get after one another pretty good, and then, you know, Saturday head up there and kind of, you know, do our final preparations. But you know, we're looking forward to it. We're happy to have the opportunity.
Talk a little bit about Paulus's offensive contributions and how they open up the offense.
You know, I mean, it's big. I mean, we saw in the Lafayette game with Braden being able to get, you know, some buckets in the paint and the benefit that can have. And then in a game like tonight that it was as low scoring and sluggish, you know, every little bit helped. So, you know, the fact that he was able to get 12 points was great, you know. Personally, and we, you know, we got on it pretty good. He's 5-for-8. He very well could have been 8-for-8. And he, you know, he's got to be greedy. He's got to understand that, you know, when he gets it in there, you know, he's either the biggest or one of the biggest guys, and he can really, you know, cause some problems if, you know, if he converts those baskets.
You really shut down all the three-point shooters. They went 1-for-15. This is another game where you really got after him on the perimeter. Is that something you're going to try to continue against Holy Cross?
Well, yeah. The difference, you know, we really keyed on Simon because, you know, he's a very good player and he's been shooting the ball very well. Kyle Jones hurt us so badly at the start of the second half in the game up in Hamilton. So we schemed to try to take those things away. In doing so, I think we gave up some things, but it didn't really come back to hurt us. The difficulty with Holy Cross is that while, you know, Torrey Thomas can knock down the three, you know, Keith Simmons can knock down the three. Kyle Cruz or Pat Doherty, whoever is in at that spot, you know, they can knock it down. You know, even some of their big guys step out there at times. So I think they've got some more weapons. But if you extend too much, you know, it's not a change in philosophy for them to go inside, you know, whether it's going inside to Simmons, whether it's going inside to Clifford. So, you know, Holy Cross probably has a little bit more balance, so that we're not going to be able to really focus so much on the three-point line. You know, you've got to guard them all over the place.
Can you talk a little bit about Travis's performance on the boards tonight?
Outstanding. We knew coming in, because of the potential matchups, you know, with Braden and Paulus, it wasn't going to be good matchups for them to play together. So we knew coming in that Travis was going to get a lot of minutes, especially because Kyle Jones had such a big game against us up there. So he responded with, you know, great effort defensively, obviously 13 boards. You know, he's a real hustle type guy.